I'm not a student of Dr. Warwick, and I've never worked together with Dr. Warwick. But I tried to know more about him. So during my studies, through my friends, I got a copy of his teaching notes, soil physics. And also I read many of his papers in infiltration in 2D, 3D conditions, and also the scaling papers on scalings. I like the simplicity of analytical solutions. Of course, the simplicity can be also used for any kind of similar formulations. Today I'm going to talk about a complex system, but using simple formulations. The system is, one is anisotropic, two, the anisotropy is saturation dependent, and three, this is a multi-fluid system, so it has air, water, and oil, or we call NAPL, non-aqueous phase liquid. So you may wonder, why do we do that? Because many non-aqueous phase liquids, like called NAPLs, are found in the subsurface, and they are contaminants because their solubility exceeds the quality standards. In the site of Hanford, the Department of Energy's Hanford site, there were a large amount of NAPLs there. Of the, for example, three of the major sites there, there were about 500,000 liters of NAPLs there, primarily DNAPLs. To know the movement transport of these NAPLs, we need to do some simulations. Well, first, we need to formulate the properties of these fluids, air, NAPL, and also water. In the past assessments, the hydraulic conductivity of each of the fluids were assumed either isotropic or anisotropic, but with constant anisotropic coefficients. Well, in reality, we see the system is strongly stratified. This is a typical Hanford formation. And also it is found that saturation, the anisotropy coefficient is saturation dependent. The lateral enhances lateral movement, the stratification enhances lateral movement of water and also NAPLs, air. But it impedes the downward migration of all the fluids. Before I talk about the three-phase system, I'd like to talk two-phase means air and water system. We are all familiar with this formulation. This is the general formulation of the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity for water. We know this, all these terms. The part is we know here L is the, we call it the flow path, tortuosity, and connectivity coefficient. Usually we just use 0.5 for most cases. The other term C is defined here. It is the retention term. Either the Van Gnutten model or Brooks Corey model can be used here. So this formulation is applicable for the Brodin or Moale model. So it's also a general formulation here. For an anisotropic soil, well, here it is a small change here. We see this, we use the I here. I equals 1, 2, or 3 represent three directions, x, y, z directions. And we hypothesize this tortuosity connectivity coefficient is directional. The reason is if the flow is parallel to the stratification, so the tortuosity should be smaller, but if it's perpendicular to the stratification, so then the tortuosity should be larger. So it should be directional. So a few years ago, we proposed this formulation for the air-water system. This is the same formula in a tensor format, and we see that hydraulic conductivity tensor, this is the tortuosity connectivity tensor, this is a saturated K tensor. And there is also scalar term here, that's the retention term. So these tensors are all second order and symmetric. So the purpose of this work is to extend the concept to the three-phase system, air, naval, water system. And we are going to test this concept using some numerical experiments, using a stomp simulator. Well, now we come to the three-phase system. Isotropic, well, we see this is actually the same as the one we just proposed, but the terminology is different. We use the relative permeability here rather than hydraulic conductivity when we talk about multiple phases. So we still see this L here, and this whole thing is the retention part. Similar formulations for the oil and also for air. These are all based on the general formulation of retention and also hydraulic conductivity. Now we come to the three-phase system in an anisotropic soil. Still we see that we have three formulas for water, oil, air. We are not going to the details. We see this K here in the three equations, they are the intrinsic permeability. So they are all directional. And TW, TO, and TA are the tortuosity values for the three phases. These ones, these are just general definition of them. That's the formulation, and we're going to test them using some numerical simulations. The four plots show some synthetic soils with different levels of anisotropy. R is the correlation length ratio of the log K set here. This is ratio is 1 indicates isotropy, 10 is stronger anisotropy, and this is more anisotropy 50, and the largest one is anisotropy, the ratio of 100. So this is one case. And also we have four levels of heterogeneity here, different levels of variance for log K set. So there were totally 16 synthetic soils. The experiment was conducted, it's a two-dimensional slice of the system. This is the infiltration of both water and naval experiment. The boundary conditions at the top and bottom were kept as the constant head condition, and they are the same. This condition was kept long enough so that the system was at a steady state. Then the gravity is the only driving force for the transport, oil and water flow. Then the conductivity of naval or water is equal to the flux going through the system. After one value was determined, and then we decrease the pressure of water to measure another value until we finish to the end. So the water pressure was kept constant. After this process was done, we rotate the slice by 90 degrees so that the hydraulic conductivity at the other direction parallel to the strata can be measured. So we have two sets of parameters, perpendicular to the strata and also parallel to the strata. The simulation result shows that the naval retention curve was the same in two directions. That is what's expected. But the permeability, naval permeability, was different in two directions. The cross are the at the direction parallel to stratus, to strata, and the circles are the values normal to strata. The lines here shows the fitted curve using the model we proposed. We see the anisotropy coefficient, and we also find that the anisotropy coefficient is a function of naval saturation. So the anisotropy coefficient is saturation dependent. Well, we would like to examine further about the tortuosity coefficients. here we see the vertical axis is the tortuosity coefficient. The horizontal axis is the log R. R here is defined as the ratio of correlation length in the vertical direction and to that in the horizontal direction. So these three points correspond to the case that flow was perpendicular to the strata. And these three points correspond to the case flow was parallel to strata. And these two correspond to the case isotropic case. So we see that when flow was perpendicular to the strata, this coefficient value is larger. And vice versa, when it's parallel to the strata, it becomes smaller. And it has a generally log linear relationship. This is for the NABEL case, NABEL permeability. So we compared the same variable for the air water two phase system. And we found, well, the values, the slopes are different, very different. The black line and the black circles are for the air water system, they're different. And even under isotropic condition, for the isotropic case, they are slightly different too. So that is also confirmed that in some way in the experiment, it has been found too. The same parameter may not be used for the two-phase system and also for the three-phase system. So here concludes my presentation. So we extended the TCT here, tensorial connectivity tortuosity concept, to the multiple immiscible fluids. So this theory is fully compatible with the general formulation of the hydraulic conductivities, like the Moalim-Bertin formulation and Wagner-Brooks-Corey formulation. The extended the model reduces to the classical isotropic models or the models with constant anisotropy. We also found that the anisotropy coefficient for each fluid is only dependent on that fluid only. The connectivity tortuosity coefficient is dependent on both soil heterogeneity and soil anisotropy. And we found that the tortuosity connectivity coefficient are different for the air water system and the air NABEL water system. That's the end of my presentation. I'd like to answer some questions.